My job was to, aside from making the lasers for the local trunking applications, it was to develop a laser for fiber optic communications underseas.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was a very difficult problem because a laser had to last for 25 years. And I had maybe 3 years to do this, to prove that a laser could last for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was really impossible. And we had major battles over it. And here's another inside story which can be told now. AT&T had been preempted from the Telstar business, from the satellite communication business,
mm-hmm.
By government decree back in about 1960. I was in that lab also in the Telstar lab.
Mm-hmm.
Now AT&T could only rent lines on the satellites, but they couldn't provide the basic service.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas submarine cable was the most profitable part of the telephone business. You got 40 cents back on every dollar invested each year. So they desperately wanted it to be a submarine cable system, which would have been cheaper than the satellite and had another special advantage because submarine cable, the transmission time is a tiny fraction of a second, whereas for satellite system, it's 0.3 seconds up and down,
mm-hmm.
and then 0.3 seconds up and down, 0.6 second delay. And we all see that when we watch television from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the broadcaster sort of sitting there for a while, waiting for the voice to come back for the next. So you cannot hold a telephone conversation satellite up and down and up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be only one leg satellite and one leg submarine cable. It would be much better if it were all submarine cable, and AT&T would have been able to own the system or at least provide the system. There were 23 companies that owned pieces of it. So they desperately wanted a fiber optic system. It was the only one that would compete. And so I was told that I had to develop a reliable semiconductor laser for that system. And I said, you can't do it. It's not possible. There was a major battle within Bell Laboratories over that. I almost got fired for taking that position. And only my boss saved me. So I was given the job anyway. AT&T just insisted that it had to be and we had to find a solution. So we had big committees in Bell Labs to think about how we would do it and so on. We worked on it for a year and we gave up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't possible. And then I invented the solution. And so we implemented it. I worked with a Japanese company, Hitachi, to develop the reliability techniques and so on. And they worked.
Mm-hmm.
And the cable went in 1988 on schedule. And they haven't had a single failure since.
Mm-hmm.
More than met the reliability objectives for the system.